Hey, what's up, everybody? Vikings Periscope, how's it going? It's Wobby. It's PA. It's PA and Wobby in the lobby
right
in Buffalo in advance of our first preseason game against the Buffalo Bills. Tomorrow night, kickoff, 6 p.m. Central Time. You can catch the game locally on Fox 9. If you're not local, you can still watch the game. If you go to Vikings.com and sign up for Game Pass, you can watch the game, and you can probably get the broadcast, too, because PA and Pete Bursich and Ben Lieber and Greg Coleman will be bringing you the action. Talking to PA earlier on the plane, I said we only get 10 of these a year, these road trips. This is number one, and it's exciting.
Yeah, the first one's in Buffalo. I see what the Vikings Entertainment Network did here, too, and I'd like to give a lot of praise to Nate Vaughn, Scott Kegley, everybody with the VEN. We have an umbrella. There are palm trees behind us. It's a great way to make us feel like the first preseason game is in Tampa, Jacksonville, maybe Miami. We're here in Buffalo, and since we're here, we might as well beat the Bills.
And we've been here a few times in the last handful of years, actually, a regular season game that we'd like to forget about,
ooh,
I believe.
2014.
We'll see a couple of familiar faces. The defensive coordinator here is Leslie Frazier. We'll see Vlad Dukas. I believe there's one other Vikings connection. You should know it.
Linebacker Gerald Hodges.
Gerald Hodges,
and
yes,
our former preseason star running back Joe Banyard. We get to hit Joe Banyard tomorrow night.
Hit us with some comments and questions. I'll be watching them while you guys listen to PA talk. One or two things you can't wait to watch tomorrow night in the game.
Well, my theme into this game is the entire offseason we've heard a lot about the Vikings defense, and those of us who have watched organized team activities, minicamp and or training camp, and that fantastic night scrimmage we had at Blakesley in Mankato, you know, the Vikings defense, for the most part, right up until the end last year, was one of the real dominating defenses in the NFL. Now, Danielle Hunter off 12 and a half sacks, he's a year older, that much more mature. Everson Griffin already is really good, so is Linval Joseph, Harrison Smith, Xavier Rhodes. The identity of the Minnesota Vikings is defense. So when you watch the game on Fox 9 or listen to it at FM 100.3 The Fan, the big key for me is let's have the first defense completely obliterate Buffalo's offense.
Right.
Tyrod Taylor, maybe LeSean McCoy, just obliterate them. Get this defense, the identity of the team, off to a rock star start.
Let's flip the script and talk about the offense. We were talking on the plane here to Buffalo how awesome it would be to watch the first team offense go down the field and have Bradford go like 4 for 5 for 60 yards and throw a touchdown pass, or have Dalvin Cook score a touchdown. Touchdown and scoring, not essential. You want to be crisp and efficient, but if it results in a touchdown, I just feel like you carry so much momentum into the next game in the preseason.
Yeah.
I mean, remember how we felt after the home Chargers preseason game last year when Teddy led us down the field on a two-minute drive for a touchdown right before halftime.
Yeah.
Building momentum is important.
Yeah, no doubt. And, in fact, with you being the road statistician for yours truly, if the defense gets two tackles for loss, forces Buffalo to go 3 and out, then Bradford goes 3 of 4, 67 yards and a touchdown. On Fox 9,
yes,
I might guarantee 14-2.
Yes.
I mean, I might be so overwhelmed by what we're seeing, I'll probably have to pull the reins back on that a little bit. But Sam Bradford, he honestly was my MVP of training camp. And that's tough to say when the identity of the team is the defense, but that's part of the deal. Left tackle Riley Reiff missed a majority of training camp due to injury. The offensive line is in flux. There are positions that are open.
Yep.
The running back's a rookie. He's really good, but he's a rookie. And the defense is one of the, if not the best, in the NFL. Meanwhile, main man Sam made play after play after play after play. So Bradford's sitting on a really big season. Can't wait to watch him play tomorrow night.
I think a handful of guys who really stood out in training camp, I would look at someone like Michael Floyd,
yep,
Dalvin Cook, Sam Bradford, Isaac Frickte. Another one, though, Trey Waynes.
Mm-hmm.
I thought he really had a good training camp, and he looked good in the night scrimmage.
Yeah.
Now, preseason with Trey, his first one, I think he had like 3 penalties in the Hall of Fame game.
Yep.
What do you want to see from Trey as we prepare for the 2017 season, and he's going to be playing basically every snap on defense every game now?
Boy, I'm really glad you brought him up, because with Xavier Rhodes gaining the respect he has, Xavier's not going to see nearly as much action this year as Trey Waynes. Now, this time last year with Trey Waynes, coaches and those with whom he plays were praising him for his closing speed. To which my response was, and I'm not the most sarcastic guy in the world, but my response was, how about if we don't brag about that closing speed because somebody got by him and then he caught them? How about if he just does it all right at the line of scrimmage?
Yeah.
That's what we're seeing from Trey Waynes. His the technical aspect of Trey Waynes has really improved. He's going to play a lot. Now, Zimmer rotates those cornerbacks, and he did it last year, and he's going to do it this year. Don't forget about Terrence Newman. He's like a month and change from being 39 years of age, and Terrence is going to play. So whether it's inside rotating with Mackenzie Alexander or outside rotating with Trey Waynes, Zimmer likes to keep those guys fresh, but I think Trey's definitely going to have his best season as a pro.
All right. What do you expect in terms of first-teamers playing and number of snaps or series or quarters? What do you think we're going to see?
Well, generally speaking, and we do have some different scenarios this year. Now, Zimmer runs the team and the defense. George Edwards is the defensive coordinator. The offensive coordinator, Pat Shurmur, you know, he was working with the quarterbacks this time last year. Now it's all his offense. So, generally speaking, in my 16 years of doing this job, it mostly is somewhere between 8 and 15 plays for the ones. So if Bradford and the first offense go 3 and out, they will come back on the field and try again. Now, if they go on a 7-play drive that goes like 60-some-odd yards and everybody's happy with it, then they're done for the night.
All right. Second team, third team type of guys, roster bubble guys who will be playing a bunch tomorrow night. One of them is Minnesota's own Caledonia native Isaac Frichty. But it's not just offense for him. Maybe kickoff return for him, too. Are you excited to watch Isaac Frichty play?
Now, when you watch this game and or listen to it and follow along with Wobby at Vikings.com, you are going to recognize the importance of special teams with this game because there are so many openings in so many different areas for people to make the team.
Yeah.
And I'm talking about Isaac Frichty, Stephen Weatherly, C.J. Ham, rookie Ben Gideon. There are guys, Tayshaun Bower, undrafted from LSU. He's really opened a lot of eyes in the offseason. If these guys really jump up on special teams, some of them are going to make the team and be active when the team plays, beginning against the New Orleans Saints and Adrian Peterson September 11th.
Yep.
So from Frichty's standpoint, you know, Isaac's been around a little while now. He's been on the practice squad. He's one of the faster guys on the team. He catches the ball very reliably. But this is a big opportunity for Isaac to open eyes on special teams and make this 53-man roster.
Question,
very compelling stories.
Question from DJ about
what up, DJ?
C.J. Ham.
And DJ actually, on C.J.
A few have come in on C.J. Ham, and that's a good one to talk about, too,
mm-hmm.
because like this time last year and the year before, C.J. Ham was trying to make the squad as a running back, and he was getting lots of run in the preseason, but now he's a first-team fullback for us. Do you get the sense that Pat Shurmur and Mike Zimmer want a fullback and that C.J. is going to be the guy?
I've had CJ on the active 53 roster every time I've written it down. And, you know, Wobby and I and some others close to us, that's what we do as kind of a mental exercise into preseason and after preseason games. We will write down how we think the 53 is going to go. And that involves breaking down the running back spot. So for me, you know, the likes of Dalvin Cook, Latavius Murray, Jerick McKinnon, I have all three of those guys in. C.J. Ham has flexibility in that he's a fullback built like a halfback.
Yeah.
I think special teams is more important to C.J. Ham than playing fullback. I don't look at C.J. as a Madison Hedgecock, Lorenzo Neal, one of those bowling ball-like lead fullbacks for a tailback.
Yep.
But if he shows up on special teams, he's going to make the team. Now remember, the offensive coordinator is Pat Shurmur. I'm not exactly sure how much he is reliant upon a fullback in his offense, but we'll start seeing tomorrow night.
All right. We do something kind of different with the preseason. We simulcast the broadcast. You're obviously at the heart of that. Can you explain to people what that means and how you guys do your thing?
What we do is we call the game. Yours truly on play-by-play. Pete Bursich is the analyst. Ben Lieber and Greg Coleman, a couple of former Vikings, are on the sidelines. And in simulcast fashion, beginning tomorrow night at 6 o'clock, we call the game on Fox 9, FM 100.3, KFAN, and the Vikings Radio Network. The way I handle it is, obviously, if you're watching it on TV, you can see a lot of things that are transpiring. You're going to hear me early in the game and think, why are you telling me Stephon Diggs is here, Thielen's there, Rudolph's there, and Cook's there? I can see it because we have a radio audience too.
Right.
So when the best players on the team are playing, I treat it like a radio broadcast. As the twos and the threes come in, I go more into all-out TV mode, kind of like Harris, Wabshaw, first down.
Right, got it. Like we always see every Sunday.
Yeah.
All right, so we're going to get back from the game after we win and go 13-1 all-time preseason under Mike Zimmer.
Whoa.
That's what we're going to do.
Only loss against the Titans, right?
Right, yeah.
Last year.
Yeah, we're 13-1 in the preseason.
Tennessee got lucky.
After tomorrow night. We're going to get home at 2 a.m. Hmm. It's going to be the middle of the night. I'm going to sleep in Paul's basement.
Yep.
And we're going to get up the next day, Players Day off, but tons of content will be coming to you from us at the Vikings Entertainment Network. Plus, you're going to go in and do half of your show, right?
Yeah, I'll be on FM 100.3 KFAN from about 10 until noon. You can listen to it live in the cities at FM 100.3 or KFAN.com/listen.
We're going to practice Saturday and Sunday, Players Day off Monday, and then next week we do it all over again with another preseason game. This time it'll be in Seattle, where PA and the crew will be bringing you the action the same way that they do this week. So that's it for now. We've previewed the Vikings first preseason game. It's tomorrow night against the Bills, a 6 p.m. Central Time kickoff. Thanks for checking us out on Periscope. Stay tuned to Vikings.com for more coverage of your favorite team.